Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. It's our second attempt today. We are hoping for the best here this afternoon. Don't know if our show is visible yet to those that are trying to access us via our Blog Talk Radio site. But since we do have a caller, I think what we'll do is try to take the caller to see if we're being heard first, rather than talking for 10 minutes and not being heard. Are you there, caller? Hello? Nope. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, sorry, but I had you on mute. How are you?
Hi, Deanna.
I did call in and tried again at exactly 4 o'clock, so it did go through. I don't know if it's on the Blog Talk Radio site. I did it over the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a look because, well, there have been some technical difficulties that we've been experiencing, and I'm really glad that we were able to bring you on today, but we have no way of knowing if anyone else can see the show. But anyway, I'm sure you're here to ask a question.
Actually, I was here to listen. The question has not occurred to me yet, but I guess it's a great opportunity for a teaching show. Are you there? Can you hear me? I can't hear you now. You there? Oh, I no longer hear you. Are you there?
Okay. She's dropped. This is great. Are you there, Deanna? Hello, hello.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. Can you speak right into the phone? It's hard to hear. I don't know what is going on this site today or last week, but you know, we were able to do a successful episode on Thursday and bring in the callers via the Direct Connect Hi-Fi feature, which we started the show with you today on. I'm sure you could hear us better, but it dropped your call. Could you hear me speaking to you? Did I go dead?
Well, I was trying to say to you, it's a great opportunity for a teaching show, but you didn't hear me, so I guess the line had gone dead by then.
Yeah, and then today when we tried to broadcast earlier, we actually called back in because no one could hear us, obviously, and then our callers were being rejected and dropped from Blog Talk Radio. So they weren't even able to get through after, you know, being dropped. They couldn't even call back in. So it's very odd. But we are here to answer your question, whatever it may be. So go ahead. Our apologies.
Well, I don't have a question yet, but I do have something to say I'm grateful for because I work today. And that allows me to keep on staying alive, and,
yeah,
you know, buying food, et cetera. So I'm really grateful today. I just finished about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, good. Well, that's great to hear. We're really glad because you need to be working. Were you doing translating?
Interpreting over the phone. So I am grateful. And you have to manifest. You have to express gratitude. So, you know, it just comes back.
Yes, indeed it does. Indeed it does. Neil, do you want to say something?
No, I'm glad to hear that you were able to get some work done, and that's great. So hopefully we'll keep this energy going on a continuum.
Oh, yes.
Is there any way that they can recommend other people to you, or is this a one-shot deal?
This is through an agency for a state, and it is whenever the state requires it. So I never know when it is. It's been like this for, I don't know, since 2003 when I started working with them.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes there's a lot. Other times there is nothing. And
do they have a pool of interpreters to choose from?
Yes, they do. But whenever someone doesn't show up, then you have to be available. And today was one of those days.
Well, we'll try to manifest more of those days for you, and so you can, you know, be working and being productive and meeting your bills at the same time.
Yeah, equilibrium. That's what we're aiming for here, equilibrium.
Yeah, is there any other, I mean, I'm sure you know, but, you know, any other agency or employment agency that hires people that do interpreting services that you could get in?
Yes, but not in the same way. And this is over the phone. I guess I really need to start going out to back to the court system. But it's not time yet. It's just time and the driving and everything. But there's more that can be done. But as long as this keeps going for a little while longer, I'm very, very grateful. No complaints.
Okay,
maybe Judge Judy could use you every once in a while.
That's here in California, though.
That would be great.
Neil loves Judge Judy. He loves Judge Judy. He loves Judge Judy. He watches Judge Judy faithfully, even the reruns. It's great.
Well, she is unique, and of course she did set in motion a whole slew of other judges and things like that, so she was an inspiration to many. So I'm glad. I'd like to get more conference work, and you have to go there, you know, and work with another interpreter, and that's pretty much what my objective is. But in the meantime, participating in hearings is good enough.
Good. Well, we're glad to hear it. And I'll put your call on mute so you can listen to the show. I mean, we have no one else because no one knows we're on air. But,
great opportunity to teach us about your methods and everything else. So I'll listen intently. Plus, it's really raining here, so I can't go anywhere.
Oh, lucky you. I wish it was raining here. Okay.
I hope it is. I hope it soon rains.
She's in Florida. Okay, Deanna. Well, again, congratulations on your work, and hopefully it's going to continue. Of course, we're always keeping you in the best vibrations possible.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Neil. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Well, that's good news. Actually, the second, you know, Deanna would be interested to know that Nathaniel called on our earlier show, which was like, what, 4 minutes long or 5 minutes long today, but we were able to reach him partially, and he also reported some good, well, I don't think it was work necessarily, but he says things were improving. So, on more accounts than one today. That's nice to hear. Actually, I do see their show is in live shows, but we're just, unfortunately, we're not getting any callers. We had so many today, and now
we had like
feast this morning, famine this afternoon. We had quite a number this morning. We did. We did indeed, but unfortunately, we're still having this problem broadcasting via the direct connect feature.
Why is it working now and it went off?
How would I know?
I wonder why it's not consistent. When we had so many callers this morning, and now.
Well, it's frustrating because, as you know, I have no technical expertise on the computer. I mean, I can use the internet, but as far as what's going on in Blog Talk Radio on their servers, I imagine there's probably a server problem because if calls aren't able to connect to our show, you know, if they get disconnected, that means that there's something going on their end. But again, you know, we should be able to use the direct connect feature and be able to be heard for the duration of the call, not be cut off in the midst of it. So it's very frustrating, but hopefully we'll resolve that. And of course, we'll be keeping our vibration up. And I think that's what we're talking about, manifesting on this show today.
Yeah, we were talking earlier this morning, the topic.
Increase your personal frequency to manifest your dreams.
Yeah.
How ironic.
When it comes to blog talk, they will...
Our dream is not manifested, that's for sure.
But, we were talking about how to manifest your energy through chakra intensity. And as I was stating this morning on the show, you have to understand that your chakras, you can visualize your chakras. There's not going to be any harm in visualizing your chakras as being circular. And when you're trying to utilize the energy of the chakra system, I've found it useful, or you might find it useful, to visualize it like a air conditioning with the blades that spin around in rotation.
Well, I wonder if I visualized air conditioning, if our house would actually get cooler.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
since we're not running an air conditioner.
But I'm not talking about an air conditioning. I'm talking about...
No, you're talking
the
about the rotation of the blade. The rotation of the blade.
Fan, air fan.
Fan. It's like a fan.
and they have blades, The blade that, is like four or five blades and it spins around and plug it in, it spins around. So you try to visualize your chakra as having, they're circular and they have those blades on it. And the intensity of your energy will prompt those so-called blades to spin. You've got your chakra spinning now. And as it does in a fan, air blows out. Well, the air in this case would be energy. So your energy would blow out through your chakra system as it's spinning around in circles, and that energy is coded. So it can be coded. I suggest you code it with positive energy. So you're thinking in your brain, your sixth chakra, you're thinking in your third eye, in your brain, about positive energy and the content of whatever it may be. It may be something to do with manifesting something in the home environment, in a relationship environment, in a job, in a health, in something you're doing creatively, in spiritual work. Well, while you're thinking that, the theme of what you're trying to connect to, like if it's home or earth or house, you're going to go to the first chakra. If it's relationship, you're going to go to the second chakra, so on and so forth. And you visualize all of your chakras spinning, like they're all spinning.
Counterclockwise.
In this case, counterclockwise, because you're putting energy outwardly.
Okay, and so the visualization, if you were watching the chakras, like on a screen in front of you, you would watch them rotate in a
circular manner.
In a circular clockwise manner. Or
yeah.
Clockwise. So you're watching them and they're moving clockwise.
Yeah. And the intensity of your energy, which has to be somewhat balanced and calm, not desperate, not wanting, not like, I want this to happen, No, it's got a calm tranquility to it. And yes, the energy should be a very determined energy. It's like if you set your mind to doing something, and you have a very assertive energy about doing it, when you set your mind to something, when you're focused and you set the mind to something and you're determined to accomplish your task, that's the kind of energy you want to put out in terms of how you would express it through your chakra system.
Deanna's commenting in our Facebook and she's stating that envisioning it as a roulette wheel is another, that's a good image actually, because it's the same type of rotating. Except there's a more transparency with a fan.
Well, a roulette wheel spins and you throw a ball in it,
right?
And the ball goes to the roulette wheel is somewhat, you spin it and it takes an energy in, and then it lands on a certain thing. But there's nothing wrong with visualizing it as a roulette wheel, but the only thing is the roulette wheel doesn't have the same principle of going outward. You spin it in order to drop a ball in and it lands
right.
In a certain,
whereas
you know, wherever it may lead.
The fan pushing out energy.
We're talking about the chakra systems pushing energy out, not taking energy in this regard, but pushing energy out. And we're not really talking about it as a roulette wheel where you would randomly throw a ball or something in there to see if it, where it's going to land.
Right. I mean, as far as an image, as in terms of the rotation, I think it's good, but also the density of the roulette wheel versus the transparency, I was saying, of a fan probably works better in terms of energy flowing outward if it's a more transparent, mutable energy.
Sure. I mean, you can spin a roulette wheel really fast where the numbers just sort of disappear until it starts to slow down. But if you notice when a fan is moving really fast, you can see right through the blades. You can see they spin so fast that the mind can't comprehend the rotations, and it actually sees the image as though there was nothing solid there. That's the kind of intensity that a chakra system should have, to where the solid energy morphs almost or changes into an etheric energy, a mystic energy. And it's much like changing water into steam through heat. So it's the same principle, and you're spinning it so fast because the intent is to change one form into another.
Right. Now, would there be a center of balance that we should use when we're spinning the chakras, like the fourth chakra, for instance?
Well,
our energy.
Yeah.
The fourth chakra is not a grounding chakra necessarily, but it is a balanced chakra, so therefore balance is grounding.
In the balance syndrome. in the balance syndrome?
I've got a balance syndrome.
Yeah.
I had one earlier. I thought I was going to fall over.
Yeah. Well, you didn't, so your syndrome was working. it's much like the hub of a wheel. That's where all the energy radiates from. So the fourth chakra, why do they call it the balance chakra? You know, because it's three below and the
three above, right? And the
so
four. I'm getting dizzy again today. I don't know what's going on. Four corners of the earth. That's a balanced, four. I mean, the square is a balanced shape. It's not like a triangle where there's a, point and then a flat bottom.
No, in that so regard, no. But the idea of it being, I mean, it's not just that it's four. It's the four chakras. So we're looking at 1 through 3 and then 5 through 7 as the energies through which. Why is it 1 through 3? Because that's the lower body,
mm-hmm. and
which
upper
is considered
body,
the more primitive energy of our life, of our world, and therefore the third chakra is called the lower upper brain. The stomach chakra would be that energy field, and then the fourth, and then you have 3 above, which would be the upper higher energies, more or less in the higher brain. So if you're looking at the reptilian brain, that would be more or less the back of the brain, the center of the brain.
So those are the master numbers. 3 or below are kind of like reptilian brain.
Yeah.
Thanks.
To survive. the thing about it is if you're a low number, it's a master number. That doesn't equate you to being a low energy, because every number has its duality, and you can look at the high end of 1, the high end of 2, the high end of 3, and thereby. What's going on?
We lost sound. I'm going to document this for our show. Gianna is being very helpful today, which is good. I'm glad she's letting us know. She couldn't hear us. Now we're back on again. So, I don't get it. What's happening with the spottiness and the sound? Very
disruptive. The sound is going in and out.
Right.
And, we're not really getting any
callers.
So, I don't know if we should. I mean, if this is going to be reproduced in the archives.
Well, a portion of it will be reproduced in the archives. I'm not sure how long you're out, but it will be. There will be a disruption, obviously, in the flow of the show, because if it's not broadcasting consistently, then that's not going to be working.
on any account, if this is going to be in the archive, we can keep talking for a little bit longer. But if it's,
no, I
don't,
we
don't really know. Deanna was suggesting that we talk and maybe give a little bit of a teaching of what value, you know, the chakra stories are to people out there. I don't know, but because
she's
commenting,
it's funny.
Huh?
She says great timing for a teaching. So learning is often start stop.
Yeah, start to stop, like a telegram. The attitude though of our chakra systems, which is very important because it forces us as individuals to get in touch with our body, to get in touch with our inner self.
Right. Now, you know, something I was thinking about yesterday, Neil, in regards to the episode about increasing vibration, we're talking about chakras and, you know, a lot of people will use things like oils, essential oils. I was reading online, you know, essential oils are great to raise your vibration or chanting or meditation. Now, or stones, rocks. Let's talk a little bit about that because I think tools can be useful, but you know, the tools on their own are not going to necessarily work to change an energy frequency.
It's the handler of the tools that's important. So it's the person who is, a person can do a reading with two sticks.
She's making me laugh. Okay, go ahead.
you know, in the old days, they would use the entrails of an animal. I mean, they would use runes. The objects themselves can have mystification. That can have some significant value.
Right, and I mean,
a symbolic story.
Right, and like an essential oil. I mean, an essential oil can relax the mind. So that through that channel, we might be able to start to actualize a more balanced chakra system.
You know, the oil is plant derived, or
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, high end oils. I have a bunch of oils. I went through an oil phase.
I know a guy went through an oil phase. He had horrible complexion.
That kind of oil, but you know, I'm a fan of crystals. I think they're beautiful, and of course, if they're activated, they can definitely work. But they have to be activated, is the thing.
Yeah, I've seen almost every movie that Billy Crystal did. Are you talking about which
crystal? Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal.
I always thought he was Puerto Rican. Is that weird? He's Jewish. How did I know that?
He's Jewish. Who's it? Crystal McGay? Crystal Gale. Crystal Gale.
With the long hair?
Yeah, with the long hair, yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking about Crystal.
We have a caller.
Well, we have a caller.
Oh, my goodness.
We talked long enough. See how the
teaching was fantastic, especially the last 3 minutes. Boy, that was the pinnacle of the show.
And watch, you'll have the wrong number.
I'm sure they won't be able to hear us or something. Let's see. 917.
Yes, hi. How are you? Yes,
hi,
I'm
Jen,
here.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having your show today.
Thank you for calling. We actually had to reschedule, so we're here again after some unexpected technical problems, but hopefully we've surmounted them. What's your name?
Tina.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Tina.
Tina,
uh-huh.
T-I-N-A. And
yes.
Your birth date, your name?
11/27/73.
And the year? 73?
Yes.
And, yeah, we spoke with you before. I remember your birth date.
Yes.
Okay, what's your question? You're 31/4.
Whatever spirit has for me.
All right.
Maybe about business and relationships. Spirit.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Whatever spirit has for me.
Okay, whatever spirit has for you.
Whatever spirit has for her. Tina. Okay, so what I'm getting from, you know, it's a little bit esoteric on this, Hannah.
And we are going out again.
So we are?
Yep.
They can't hear us?
I don't know. She said it went out again and in.
Can you hear us, Tina?
Tina might be able
to hear you.
But as far as broadcasting on the internet, that's a different deal.
Oh, I see. Tina, well, I'm getting images of the ocean with you today. And I'm getting images of a life in the ocean, like fishes and all kinds of things. So what is your connection to the sea?
I love water.
You love water?
Yeah, I was just,
Do you love water to the extent that you move through it? Do you scuba dive? Do you like to just be at the beach? Have you ever gone?
I'm more so, I haven't traveled in a while, but whenever I need to feel calm, I go get in water. So I wash up probably like 3-4 times a day.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting an image of water coming from a spirit. So there's something to do with the energy of water for you today and the energy of life within water. Well, we all know we're basically composed of a lot of salt water in our body, and we do have a sort of amphibian attitude in our development as we develop. We also know that, you know, through the birth, we're buoyant in water, so to speak. And so water plays a big part in our, not only in our birth and our evolution, and so therefore really in our consciousness, because it comes from birthing. So the energy that I'm getting from you today, is there something to do with perhaps a rebirth or a reconnection to water that might be important to you? You know, how do you apply that practically to your life? Are you going through any change right now where you're concerned about habitation, a job, your living situation? Is there anything concerning you? Is everything sort of status quo in that particular theme?
Yes, I just changed jobs. With the relationship, I may be moving with that person. So, yes, it's a couple of things. So I'm just, like, really meditative so that I can make the best decisions.
Okay, so you have a job change, and you may be moving in a relationship.
Yes.
Or moving to another area. I would imagine that if you're in a relationship and you're going to move, maybe you're going to move together or you're going to move in.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes.
So, okay, so we're now going deeper, no pun intended, but we're going deeper into the waters of your spirit conference.
Do I need to give you my boyfriend's birthday? It's on October 9th, 75.
October
10/9/75.
What is it?
10/9/75.
Thank
you. Yeah, and well, I think we got that from her before, if I remember.
Yes, thank you. You have a good memory. Yes, you did.
I do. I don't know why I remember these details, but I remember.
Yeah. Kristen has a great memory. I mine is failing me. And
no, it's not failing you. But
That energy, of course, is a beautiful energy for you. I mean, your years are interchangeable. You're 7 to his 5 is 75. His 7 to your 3 is 73. Your day is 27, adds up to 9, which is his day. And your months do the same thing. The two ones become an 11, and the 1 and the 0 match together becomes a 10. So it's a beautiful combination of energy. I like what's going on there. Together, the two of you, your heart, 4, balance, he's 5, throat, communication, physicality, and that becomes a 9, which matches your day added together and matches his day in total. So
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the energy. The energies are really nice. You're 2 years apart. And I think that there's something, you know, soul-wise, the two of you are a very beautiful match with a lot of creative potential. And I think that, basically speaking, Tina, we're in a zone where the you're going through a rebirth of sorts to where your job, recent job change. What is that job change?
Oh, I was a substitute teacher for 15 years. Now I'm into fitness, so... I'm an aerobics instructor.
Substitute teacher, and she does some and athletics.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So the teaching the job change and the move together in is almost inevitable. So good luck with that. And that's just the message that you're going through a rebirth and getting these validations.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your call, Tina, very much. And if you would like further conversation with Neil, his number is 562-596-7818, or you can email me, which I don't know what you'd want to do, because I will direct you back to Neil's phone number with any inquiries regarding further discussion beyond the radio show. Okay, so let's bring on our next caller, Neil. 917, another 917. Who's this, please?
Hi, this is Sharon. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Sharon. Hi. Birth date, Sharon?
8/31/57.
Okay. And Sharon, what's your question?
Just kind of
a few times. But go ahead.
Just actually just once that I know of, but kind of trying to figure out what direction to go into.
Direction, are you talking about like a general direction in life, or are you talking about career?
Right. You know, yeah.
General.
No,
my
health isn't real good, so I'm kind of limited there.
Your health isn't real good. When you have a heart problem or a breathing problem, what's the nature of your health problem?
I have a broken back, and lately I have been having a lot of breathing problems.
Oh,
I don't know if it's just the heat.
You have a broken back. So are you bedridden? Are you in a wheelchair?
Pretty much. No, I just can't do a whole lot very long, and I have to lay down.
Are you married? Do you have any special people that you live with?
No.
You're basically alone?
Right.
Well, do you have friends? Do you go out? Do you socialize?
No.
So you're basically pretty much alone. Do you have anybody you speak to? Who's your closest significant other?
My daughter, but she lives pretty far away.
So you're basically just kind of wake up, watch TV, kind of mess with the day and go to bed and do the same thing the next day?
Actually, no. I've been trying to solve a lot of issues here in my home and do the best I can. I've had trouble with some neighbors trying to destroy my property. So, you know, I try to... Yeah, I try to fix what I can and just keep fighting.
Do you have a nice home? Is it a home you own? Is it
no? It's all I have. I mean, I've been here, you know, with not being able to work. I don't have any finances, so you know, I'm kind of limited. I can't just go anywhere.
Is this a modest home that we're talking about? Are you
very, very. It's a condo.
Okay. And you're not in any threat right now of being thrown out or losing your lease or not owning it or renting? Any problem there?
No, I should own it, but there's a false mortgage on it that I've been fighting. And because of that, I think I'm being retaliated against.
Do you have any representation, any attorney or anything?
Yes, I do have one that was trying to help me. I'm not sure what he's going to be able to do. That's why I called kind of to see if Heaven had any ideas for me.
I think it sounds like
I've done everything common sense can tell you to do. I've already done all of it.
Oh. Well, it's difficult, Sharon, because I think that, you know, you might need some legal counsel here with your situation. It sounds like you had an attorney or legal representation for some point in time, and then it doesn't seem to be there, so I'm a little bit...
No, I have somebody... I have an attorney looking into the case right now.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, good.
You know, as far as getting a whole lot of other help You need money for that. I don't have it.
Well, Sharon, you know, in you right now, you were born in 1957. You're 34-7. You're the same master number as me. I'm a 34-7-2.
Did I add that up wrong?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22, 30. Yeah, 34-7. And you were born. Let's see. And you have a birthday coming up. So, but until that birthday comes up, you're 57 years old, and you were born in 57. So, I mean, it sounds like your security, your boundary system right now in home is not totally threatened. It sounds like there's trouble surrounding it, but it doesn't sound like you're being thrown out of your house and home right now. No, the quality of your life seems a little bit challenging and frustrating. And what did you do for a living? Were you a working woman? Did you work in a department store, for instance?
No, I have a degree, and I worked for Child Protection. I was a case manager for Child Protection, Child Abuse and Protection.
Karen, what's your location? I didn't get that.
Nebraska.
So you worked for Child Protection, and so you're not able to work now. So
right.
So I think, Sharon, it's difficult. I think you've got to stay connected to your attorney as much as you can and work these systems, these issues out. The fact that you're 57 years old and you're born in 57, it's a great crisis right now that you're in, but I think that the attitude of you changing and working through this, where you might actually find some release of tension after August. Maybe you have to clear the age of 57 to get through some of this, so you might have some of the pressure might be off you during the 58th year. And then, therefore, you might have a little bit more clarity. And since you're you were doing child protection, I mean, I would try to look at some of the creative things you could be doing at home. It's a shame you have your broken back and all that. But I would one, look at the create whatever you could do creatively still for children, or be an advocate, or even help others through Blog Talk, do your own show, and help others through Blog Talk in terms of child protection information. And at the same time, I think just work diligently with your attorney to get some of these other issues down is where I would probably give you a quick read on those two aspects.
And we do have another caller, Sharon, so we do have to move on. But we thank you for your call and wish you the best of luck. Thank you. Okay, 631 area code is our next caller. Hi there.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne. I haven't talked to you for a while, and I just wanted to see if you see any great things happening in the next couple of months.
Oh, is this Suzanne from New Jersey?
No, Long Island.
Long Island. Sorry, Long Island. Well, I was close. There's where my memory failed me, but I was like a state away, right? What's your birth date again, Suzanne?
October 5th, 1960.
Okay. Here. 6/16.
Was 22/4. 10/16.
No,
10/5. 1960. Is 6/16. 22/4. And she wants to know. Suzanne wants to know what's in store. What's her question?
What's in store for her?
What's in store for you, Suzanne? Let's see, you are, as we speak, you are 54 years old.
Yes.
So, what's in store for Suzanne? You know, you're 54 years old, but I don't know, is there anyone in your family, we're talking about cousins or anybody in your family situation that could be getting married or getting pregnant? Has anything come up along those lines?
No.
Nothing like that? I don't know why, Suzanne, I'm getting... Do you have any children?
Yes, I have one.
You have one child. And are you from that child, is there any marriage? How old is that child?
14.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so your child's 14. Because I was seeing a young... So what I'm really seeing, Suzanne, is the child, quote, child beneath you. I was trying to figure that out. And even though your child's 14, your child isn't of legal age. So right now, the issue is going on with your child. There's something going on with your child. And 14 is a sort of important year. Do you have your child lives at home with you, right?
No, he lives with his dad, but I was hoping he would move back in with me.
This is what she's been talking to us for the last couple of years about. So you probably don't remember Suzanne, but she's called the show and there's been custody issues. I did remember that.
Okay, I didn't. You know what? You know what, Suzanne? There may be a light here for your child to come and live with you.
Okay, good.
Because I'm seeing I'm just seeing like a birth around you, and the birth could be the child coming back into your home. So what I'm seeing possibly, and it's a possibility, but it's a psychic possibility, which makes it a little bit more weight to it, that your child may be coming back and being with you. Has there been any progression on the home front with that? Anything legally that's helped you out towards that goal?
No, not at all. His dad doesn't speak to me at all, even about my son's son. There's nothing legal going on now.
Well, does your child, do you have a communication with your child, with your son?
Yes.
Oh, good. Does your son express any interest in coming to see you?
Oh, he was seeing me every other weekend, but then he just got a little snip because I yelled at him because he was talking back to me, so he hasn't seen me in 3 weeks, but he did call, so I don't, you know.
Well, you know what, Suzanne? I'm going to put out an energy that your son, and is this a strong wish or desire that you unite with your son and have more intensity with your child?
Yes, in fact, I want him to move back. I go past the high school where I live, and I said he's going to come back and go there. Just want him to.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Suzanne. I'm going to put out an energy to help you towards that goal. Because I'm starting, you see, I don't recall all the readings, and I'm bombarded with readings. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, refreshing my memory now, I'm going to put out an energy that your son returns back to you and that you enjoy some of the years with him while he's growing up. So we're going to put that energy out only because I was getting a feeling about it before I had any recall about your situation. So we'll go ahead and do that and see where it goes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. 818 is our next caller. Good afternoon, 818.
Good afternoon. Could I get a reading?
Yes, you may get a reading. You're in the right place. What?
I don't know what to say. I usually say too much, and then people don't like it, so I'll just
You're fine. Okay, so we will get a few pieces of information from you. Your name would be good to start out with.
Enchantress.
Oh, Enchantress. We've spoken with you before.
Oh, you have?
Several times, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that okay? I don't... To still
no,
call?
It's totally fine. But you know, I thought you might have been a caller, caller.
Your memory is as good as mine, so at least we're starting up on the same boat.
I was told I have a photographic memory, so whatever that means, my memory is not the best, so I apologize. Okay.
That's okay. So your birth date again, because I do not remember that. Offhand.
Okay, 9/15/1954.
All right. 15,
I just have a feeling something's going to happen soon.
We hope something will happen. Better than absolute time freezing.
You're 34/7. You're like me again. You know, the 34/7s are calling.
I'm sorry. I've got to get my barf bag. Neil's a 34/7 elitist.
Oh, is that what I am?
I think so.
You know, Enchantress, what I'm seeing, you know, maybe your name's affecting this, but do you, and forgive me because I'm alluding to your name, but do you do any kind of energy work in the astral realm? Do you communicate with any forms of spirits, or do you have any desire to do so?
I have a hard enough figuring myself out, which is not easy. I can't figure myself out, but I can, other people that are close to me, that I'm very close with, I can help them in some form. But
okay,
as far as the people from the another world, you know, the past, I'm not really.
Okay. Do you have, like, for instance, siblings or children? Are there, like, two others? Do you have two siblings? Do you have two children?
I have two children.
Okay. You have two children. So that just came in. As you were talking to me, the vibration of your voice and some element of spirit form was conveyed to me, this feeling, and I translated it as you having two of something, either two children or two siblings. So you have two children. Now that means that you have a spirit form around you that's been trying to connect to you. But I don't really think that this spirit form was a bodily human being. I think it's a spirit. I think there's some sort of spirit form. I don't know. You know, I don't want to get corny here, but if we go into the element of fairies or something kind of, you know, it sounds kind of ridiculous.
Fairies is not ridiculous.
Okay, thank you. I mean, I'm thinking of my other more logical listeners, and suddenly they hear me talking about fairies, but no, I actually believe in that world, fairies and elves and leprechauns. I mean, I believe in that stuff, but I didn't know where. I was trying to be discreet and
You're feeling me. You're resonating to me. If fairies mean something to me, and so do elves, both of those things.
Okay. Well,
fantasy is very much in my life. Storytelling is very much in my life. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, it is in mine too, and I can attest to that because I've written books on fairies and elves and all kinds of things, and I believe in them. So we're on the same page. No pun intended, but we're on the same page.
But may I say something? When I say fairies and elves, I don't mean the ones that are made up. I mean the ones that I relate to, meaning that it represents something to me in human form of a person who represents an elf, or a human form that represents a fairy. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have multi-level areas of thought about this topic, so absolutely.
Because I'm writing a fairy tale, that's why fairies represent. And I met a person in my life who considers himself elf-like, and yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you should read Neil's fairy tale. It's a book called, well, it's Pieces of Humanity and Wimble Lore. There are two books in one. I mean, he had several books, Enchantress, but
yes.
Pieces of Humanity is a wonderful, whimsical story. It's got Buster Keaton in it. It's about the magic flute, the opera, and it's something you'd really enjoy, I'm sure. So.
Yeah.
Sounds like it is, because that's when you said that, we must be very, you're a channel. You have a channel, so you must have picked up something in me that respond. We're speaking at a different level that other people may not understand.
But I appreciate what you're doing. I'm a writer, and I've written, you know, and fairy tales are very important to me. Hans Christian Andersen, Grimm's fairy tales is what I grew up on.
Oh yeah, and your short stories. I mean, a lot of those are fairy tales.
There's
also a short story book. You can check them out on Amazon. There's actually
I will. So may I ask you this? Did you decide to write your own fairy tale to represent your life?
No, I mean, my books don't represent my life. My books are not more objective than subjective. But yeah, I mean, I guess there's a part of me in the books I write, I suppose. But But I think what's connected here is, again, encouraging you, because I've written my books, you know, I'm encouraging you to finish your book. Are you in the process now of finishing it? Are you in the middle of it?
It was going to be a novel. Now they turned into fairy tales and songs. So it's that's who I found out as I was writing, that someone discovered that I write in rhyme naturally. So you can't do that in a novel form very well. So it's more, that's what I'm more into.
Well, I beg your pardon. I wrote a book called The Coldest Lieber, and the whole book, I would say a quarter of the book is in rhyme.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check you out.
That's more of a 900 page. It's like 900 pages, you know. But a lot of the book is in rhyme and somewhat influenced by Dr. Seuss, but not really. But
Dr. Seuss is a character actually in the book, but it's Dr. Seuss, S-S-E-U-S.
Yeah, S-S-E-U-S. Wow.
Just to play on.
So there's rhyme in the book. And rhyme is, you know, rhyme comes, there's a long line of writers that have utilized rhyme and satirical elements. You know, when you look at people like Jonathan Swift and Lewis Carroll and utilize, you know, Alice in Wonderland, who have utilized rhyme in their books. So, you know, basically speaking, finish this book, whether it's a novel or whether it's a series of fairy tales, finish the book. I think that's the message I'm getting.
Wow.
I hope that works out for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And again,
I will check you out, definitely. And I guess I was meant to call you for that reason, to say get back and not interfere with other people's lives. Get back in your own and do what you need to do. That's what the message I'm getting loud and clear.
Enchantress, you can find the link, I think, is on Amazon.com, but via the Blog Talk Radio page to Neil's books, or you can email me, because Neil does not email or use the internet, and I'll send you the link if you're interested.
Okay.
Or you can join us on Facebook, and I can share them with you there as well.
Oh,
so
may I ask what I should look in, and everyone else wants to hear on Facebook, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Oh,
on Facebook?
You mean you want, like, how to find our Facebook link? We have a page that we share together, Neil Kristen Baker, and then there's also one linked under the Blog Talk Radio page that's Neil Baker Psychic. It's the fan page, but you can send us a friend request via the other page, and all the books are listed there. You know, if you email me your Facebook link, I can send you a friend request, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I think that's
so
what I was meant to hear today, and I thank you very much.
That's so great. We're really happy to hear that. And Neil's books, well, someone's asking about the names of your books. The book that we just mentioned, Occultist Lieber, is one of them. That's probably the longest book you've written, right,
yeah.
Neil?
Uh-huh.
And there are several others, Pieces of Humanity, Win the Lord, The Future of Zero Tolerance, Rose Emerald. The list goes on. The books are linked for those who are asking the names of the book. They're on the Facebook page. Okay, so Neil, what I'm going to do, we're going to be done taking callers because we're kind of out of time, but I'm going to disconnect, and Deanna has agreed, because I'm trusting the sound, I'm going to try to reconnect using the direct connect feature. So I'm going to end the call right here, and we're going to be back on. Deanna, hold on to the call, okay?
Okay, now I hear you. Well, I heard the beep, but I don't hear you. And usually the beep means that you have me on air. If you can hear me, just message me on Facebook. No sound whatsoever. Just another beep. No sound.